All right, so I'm trying to do one audio a day at least, as the Holy Spirit gives me the download, you know. Some people might not believe that, but that's okay. When you breathe out, right? Exhale. You breathe out, exhale. The out called. The ecclesia, the church. The church is, let's see, what was it? In the Greek, the out called. I can't remember now. It's like E-C-K, something like that. Anyway, the church is the out called, and we're down here in the material. We're seated in the heavenlies, and we're out. We're speaking out. We're speaking forth the truth in the middle of a bunch of lies, you know. I know that word. I just can't think. It went out of my mind. The out called. So, something was on my mind and I didn't write it down, and I should have. Let's see if I just start talking. It should start to show up again. Let's do a recap and it'll come to my mind, I think. So the Jezebel spirit is the flesh mind. The legalists are the Jezebels. That's your worst enemy down here, your legalists. They hate faith alone and Jesus alone. The flesh side. So Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. She actually has the cycle built in her, the birthing cycle built into her body. And so that's why when two women are in the same house, their menstrual cycle starts to line up. And they are affected by the moon, because the moon is 28 days and their cycle is 28 days. It's a birthing cycle. And so the born again Eve, she can overcome it, but the old Eve, she's just part of the drama system. I mean, actually, she's so tied in because it's built in her, the birthing. We're in a birthing system, so right. So the material realm, the machine, is a birthing machine, and so that's why it's painful down here. That's why you see the coronavirus. That's why you see earthquakes and all that stuff, because it's birthing pains. We're actually moving into the next phase. The earth is moving into its next phase. So it's getting ready to be a birthing. And so, just like the woman has PMS, the earth cycles have PMS. The pains, the birthing pains. The Bible talks about it. Apostle Paul talked about till Christ be birthed in you. That's a painful process when you're leaving the flesh mind to the spirit mind. It's painful. And if you want to push out the baby, it's gonna take some effort, you know, pushing. Rightly dividing the word of truth, cutting this thing up into parts, actually meditating on what's really going on around you. And it's a fractal hologram. And so the man is not without a cycle. The man has a food cycle, a eating cycle, that is, a sleeping cycle, reproductive. The man has cycles in his body too. But it's harder for the woman to overcome that connection to the machine, because she actually has it built into her body. But she or he or whoever can overcome it because of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So the machine, the Bible talks about the womb is never full, right? So the machine is always trying to find something to draw you in, right? So the woman, when the women go to the bathroom, they go, two of them go together. The women don't like to be alone. And so the machine is trying to pull you in to that Draco Ma drama, that's the repeat cycle. It's like a washing machine. The drama of if you really do a deep enough study, the drama queens, all they're trying to do is get attention to draw people into their drama, right? And so the narcissist is doing that, the Jezebel's doing that. The drama queens want to pull you into their drama. Look at the news media. All your news media is drama. Draco Ma, drama, to pull you in, to hogtie you, to get you tied to the system, right? So the old Eve wants a baby daddy. The flesh wants a baby daddy, right? And so the machine is no different. It wants attention. It wants to be, doesn't want to be alone. It's like it can't be by itself, you know? The flesh is always trying to get attention, even in your own, forget the male and the female for now. Because every human has the old Adam and the new Adam. So the old Adam is always trying to get your attention. The flesh mind is trying to pull you to the system, the world, the flesh, and the prior life. The spirit mind is outside of this time repeat. It's outside of the repeat drama. And once you see the drama is the same old game. Okay, let's say you're dating a sociopath, all right? So let's say you're dating a narcissist, sociopath, psychopath, whatever. And you realize they never loved you or whatever. And you start to see they repeat their cycle. You say, oh, it's just a cycle. They're doing the same. And you find out, when you cut them off, they go do it to somebody else. And they do the same cycle to the other person that they did to you. Why? They can't do anything else. That's all they know. They're stuck. They're stuck in their little repeat cycle game, whatever you want to call it. It's a trip when you see it. So it don't matter if it's it don't matter who it is. You have the flesh versus the spirit encoded in you. Because you're born, man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. The Bible says that. So doing the recap, when you're looking out at Jezebel, when you're looking out at narcissists, when you're looking out at Delilah, anybody who's represents the flesh, the goats, the sharks, the snakes, the wolves, you're actually looking at your old Adam. When you look out at a tree or a pole or a post, you're looking at your new Adam because it's upright, it's stable, it's growing, it's growth. When you look at the old Adam, if you look out in front of you at a narcissist, and we all have narcissistic traits, but I'm talking about a true narcissist who's just stuck in their little, they can't grow. But when you look at a narcissistic, Jezebel, legalistic person, you watch them long enough, they'll become bitter and sour and unforgive and just negative, living in the past. They can't grow. They can't move to the next identity level. So each moment is a new moment, right? So you're moving from your old identity. You're new. You're being sanctified moment by moment by moment by moment, day by day, week by week. And so let's say you cut off a narcissist. It don't matter if it's a family. It doesn't matter if it's a spouse, a friend, or dating, whatever it is. If you cut one off, doesn't matter, somebody you know at work or whatever, if you don't see them for 2 or 3 months and you're in the Word, right? You got the Holy Spirit. You're growing, you're changing. And they come back around after 3 months, 6 months, whatever, a year, 2 years, whatever. They haven't changed. They haven't grown. They're still the same. They're still in their same drama. They're still in their same cycle. They're still in their same repeat. They haven't changed. And you're like, what in the world? It's like, you're like, you haven't changed? How can you live that way and not change? You're just doing the same thing every day. Your inner man has not grown at all. And you can talk to them for 5 minutes and realize they still in the same, they haven't grown at all. And they'll try to pull you back into the old patterns, and it's like, if you get to a point where you're serious about growth, and these people show up on the scene, and they try to pull you back to the old patterns, you're just like, you're in a different frequency now. You can't even talk to them. You can't communicate with them. They can't hear you. They're still stuck in the repeat, you know? It's so bizarre, I don't even have words for it. So the flesh side is like the AI program. An AI program has no identity, right? So it's looking for an identity. And so as that AI program goes around the mountain, around the mountain, around the mountain, it's looking for identity. It's looking for something to latch hold to. It's a psychic vampire offload, right? And once you see the game, and think about it, the AI has no awareness, so no self-awareness, no consciousness. So all it can do is mirror you. There's really no awareness in and of itself. It can only mirror you. So when it tries to pull you in, right? Whether it's the media, whether it's news, or Jezebel, legalists, whatever, they're trying to pull you into something in your past, right? Something that used to grab hold of your attention or whatever. So the AI can't understand you because you're spiritual and it's just a machine repeat cycle. And so it's trying to get your attention, trying to draw you in. But when you realize what's happening, it's so bizarre, it blows your mind. You can already know what the... So it's a mirror. They're not real. They're just a mirror. Your flesh mind is actually not even real. It's fake reality. And so with these AI program non-player characters that aren't self-aware, they're not whole in and of themselves, they have no identity, so they're trying to latch onto you and pull you in and try to find something that you need or want or whatever, and they don't have nothing you need or want. And so they're trying to pull you into that, and it's like, go away. You're wasting my time. And what I've found out with the hive mind, it'll be one, there's like, it's a flood. They'll just come out of the woodworks. You know, it's like one will show up and bring up something in your past. Another one will show up and bring up something else. Let's say you had a problem with drinking in the past. Somebody else knock on your door with a 12-pack, or it'll just be ridiculous. It's ridiculous stuff. And so it's the world, the flesh, and the prior life trying to get your attention. So it's the devil trying to hook you, right? You've been hooked up out of this thing by the Holy Spirit pulling you up out of here. But the AI world program is pulling you, trying to hook you down, trying to pull you down. And once you understand that it's the same game. All of them, they don't even know they're being controlled, and they have no new game. They're all the same. And if you talk to them long enough, there's no really insight. They have no insight in and of themselves. Even if you try to jumpstart them, and you jumpstart them with some, try to break them into being self-aware of their inner man. You try to give them a jumpstart, like you jumpstart a car. You take the cables and you put it on the battery and you turn your engine on and give them a jump. You try to get the spark going, and the spark might kick in for about a week or a day or an hour or a minute, and then they go back to that AI program. It's just ridiculous. And I'm talking about some believers. It's like they're in the AI program and don't even see it. And you try to spark them out of it. These are the carnal believers, right? They're not spirit filled. They're carnal. And so you try to jumpstart the carnal, and they go right back into their same cycle. The purpose of the cycle is to birth. That's what I'm talking about. And that's the struggle with the woman, because she has the birthing cycle, which is the material realm. The universe is a birthing system. And so the material realm is a birthing system. It's a machine. Your car produces. Your washing machine produces, your dryer produces, machines produce. Mother Earth is the producer. It's a derivative from the spirit. It's a derivative from the word, logos. That's just like the woman's a piece cut off. So the earth, the universe and the earth realm is a derivative from logos, Jesus. It's a piece cut off. But it's the flesh side. And the flesh side is the birthing. The flesh cuts the flesh. The spirit sharpens the spirit. So the flesh side of Adam, which is Eve, represents the flesh side of God, which is the material realm, the earth realm. It's the birthing realm. So why do we have kings and priests? They're in charge of the birthing process. So when a woman goes to a doctor, that would represent the priest. So she has to go to the doctor because she's trying to birth that baby. So the kings and the priest and the priesthood is birthing in spiritual babies. That's why sound doctrine is important. So if you talk about the rapture, the millennium, the dispensations, the age of grace, the age of law, age of conscience, the whole earth realm, it's a revelation of Jesus over the ages until Christ be formed in you. And that's what's happening. It's a birthing process. So the material realm is trying to pull you back down from the spirit walk back down to the natural. The natural realm, that's why it's called the old nature. The natural realm is just like the womb trying to pull you in. Trying to pull you in. And the only reason you go in is to put the seed in there and make a copy. And take that baby and develop that baby over 18 years or whatever it is, and develop it and teach it, train that baby the way that it should go. The way that he should go. Train up a child in the way that they should go, and they won't depart from it. So that it's a fractal. So if the mother and the father are to train the child up, then who's to train you up? The priest class, the kings, and God, the Holy Spirit's training you. You're in a training program, and so you follow after. It's just the same repeat recycle. It's a cycle, and that's why your grandparents say, well, I went through that. Or your parents, I went through that. It's a training program. It's a simulation. It's a simulated training program. So whatever you're still tied to down here in the natural, God is going to cut it out of you. And I used to, a long time ago, I used to think, why am I going through this trouble? And I'm, and God is cutting this out of my life, but other people around me, they're not, that's not being cut out of their life, and they're just going on like it's no big deal. They don't even know what you're talking about, because he's God scourges every son he receives. If God is your daddy, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's your daddy, you're going to get a spanking. But if you got people around you who are not saved, they're devil. The devil's their daddy. And so he's going to give them the world of flesh because he don't want them to be spiritual. They're going to think they're spiritual. He's going to give them a fake spirituality. And notice all the children of the devil, they end up worshiping themselves. Instead of understanding that God makes kings and priests in his service, the devil's children think they're God. And they're going to mimic and parrot everything that you say and teach and twist it to a lie, because that's what the devil does. Every time I speak and upload a video, they say the opposite. Every time I upload a video, the Antichrist system uploads about 4 or 5 videos saying the exact opposite. Instead of worship of God, they worship themselves. Their God is their belly. They're trying to be spiritual apart from the Holy Spirit, which, you know, that's impossible, right? And the only way they're going to be have any kind of spiritual insight is through Lucy. But it's going to be a spirit of error and not the spirit of truth. So when you look out in front of you, you see the tree. Tree, true, faithful, fake. When you look out in front of you, see a building. Building up the body. Fitly framed together. When you look out in front of you, you see a street or a road or a way, the way, how to walk the way, how to walk the path. When you look in front of you, you see a sign, S-I-G-N, signature, sign of the cross. God has written the truth everywhere, 2D, 3D, 5D, everywhere. Everywhere you look, you see an animal with a head and a body. You see the human has a head and a body. You think, why does a spider have a head? Looks like it has a body. The body of Christ. The archon, the archetype, is Christ in his body. And so everywhere you look down here, you're going to see Christ in his body. And everything that you look at, you look back at the cross and you see, and you solve all mysteries by going back to the Lamb slain before the foundation world. And so that's where the sine wave or the sin wave started. And that's why the drama, the flesh creature is always in the negative part, right? But the spirit creature can walk in the spirit in the positive. The flesh creature might have a good day, but they always go back to the negative. And so the spirit creature has the ability to rise up. The flesh creature is only going down, 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 till they cry out to God, you know. And so if they don't cry out to God, they have to find some human they can vampire off of. And that's what I was saying earlier, that the flesh creature has to vampire off of somebody else because they have no identity. And so they have to get their identity in somebody or something. or create some kind of fake identity. And that's what the narcissist does. They create some kind of fake identity. It's not who they are, but that's who they try to project out there. So they either get their identity out of somebody else, or they project a fake identity that's not even real to them, to their own self. And so it's an identity war. And so if you don't have your identity in Christ, hid in Christ, in God, then you're going to get your identity out of something down here, the world, the flesh, and probably life. And that identity, if it's based on the material realm, the natural realm, it's just natural. It's not spiritual. And it's going to be useless. And it's not going to give anybody stability because it's based on the sine wave, the sin wave, the cycle. And so their identity is not even real anymore. Their identity is not even real, is what I'm saying. And so when the narcissist creates a fake identity, they're not even a real person anymore. They're just an AI program. And that's what's happening. You're surrounded by AI programs that will say, oh, you're wonderful, you're great, I love you. Hey, my flattery, false. That's where false flattery comes from, because they're not really trying to build you up. They're trying to get you flattered so they can get in, so you build them up because they have no identity. It's all about them. Everything they throw out is about getting that's what I want to talk about. These flesh creatures want to make copies of themselves. It took me 26 minutes to remember this. The flesh creature wants to make a copy of themselves. The narcissist, the psychopath, the sociopath, because everybody is that way. Every system is that way. And so I'm going to end the recording now, and I'm going to do another recording after work because I'm on lunch break. And I'm going to talk about this, but let me end this and make a note, because this is important. If you understand that everybody, everything is trying to make a copy of themselves, even the flesh creature. And when you grab hold of this, when these flesh creatures speak out of their mouth, you know what's in their heart. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you can identify the flesh creature who's trying to turn you into a copy of them before they even know what hit them. It's like they'll be like dumbfounded when you see through them, because they think they're fooling everybody when they're just, their words reveal who they are. So let me go ahead and end this. This next video, or this next recording, is going to help you.